Governor Tony Evers says he will veto this bill and two others related to transgender sports restrictions. Also at the Capitol, Republicans could withhold pay raises for state employees over diversity and inclusion positions at the universities of Wisconsin. But federal dollars continue to fund a program offered at seven of the universities that helps underrepresented students navigate higher education. Here and Now reporter Aditi Debnath has more on that program's impact on the UW-Oshkosh campus.
Originally, when I went into McNair, I wanted to be a medical illustrator. I wanted to draw pictures for textbooks, those posters you see in doctor's offices, because I really like to draw. But now I'm not trying to do that at all. Now I'm trying to get a PhD in biotechnology.
Dominic Lorquente is a UW-Oshkosh McNair Scholar. He just completed the program's summer research internship, which culminates in a public presentation of his findings.
McNair is really a one-stop shop for first-generation, underrepresented, and low-income students.
This federally funded scholarship program is deemed a success by those in it, even as Republicans in the legislature want to prohibit state-funded programs aimed at diversity and inclusion. The McNair program grants its scholars $4,000 to conduct their own research and receive one-on-one mentorship from a faculty member.
Research I'll be presenting today is on cyanobacteria in Lake Winnebago.
Brittany Dupree also didn't know much about graduate school before becoming a McNair scholar.
This summer, I went on more of the macro scale, and I was looking at prairie restorations, and I assessed the success of a prairie restoration that's right around central Wisconsin.
The program's director, Cordelia Bolus, says McNair is part of a pipeline of programs that help students from disadvantaged backgrounds be successful in college.
It has a long track record of huge success. It has bipartisan support in Washington.
Bolus is referring to federal government funding designated to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion in education.
Of the approximately 200 students that have gone through our program in the last 16 years, 60% of them are either in graduate school or have completed graduate school and are in careers.
This year, UW-Oshkosh will receive more than $260,000 federal dollars for McNair and is one of seven universities in Wisconsin that offers the program.
They're important because they enrich the university.
Program coordinator at UW-Oshkosh, Dr. Belinda Pinkston, advises McNair scholars through each step of the program.
We make a concerted effort to focus on providing resources for our scholars and providing an environment in which they feel supported and which they feel seen and heard.
Beyond that, programs like McNair give students the space to connect with peers that have similar experiences and inspire the next generation.
I think we do a good job kind of representing what education can do for people and where it can lead.
His mother, Blanca Juarez, traveled from the Fox Cities to Oshkosh to see his presentation.
I'm a really, really proud mama because I know he's doing with his heart too. He really wants to do it. He wants to clean the lake. And hopefully other students continue with this program and with this project that they chose to start this summer.
Dr. Pinkston, who once was a first-generation college student, says promoting diversity in higher education is just as beneficial to a community as it is to each student.
So it's not just intrinsic, what am I going to get out of this? It's about how can I give back? And we help cultivate that desire in them to give back.
For Brittany Dupree and her mother, McNair really is about enabling the next generation.
I am a person about school. I would support her in it anyway. I am so proud of her and what she's achieved so far.
For Here and Now, I'm Aditi Debnath in Oshkosh.